to the Monday, August 27th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Well, I know you know by now, and it's a sad day. Friday, Aaron Russo passed away, and I wanted to take just a few minutes out of the first part of my show and announce my sadness at his passing. And also, I want to mention to everybody that, you know, it was about, I don't know, when Freedom to Fascism first came out. It's funny how people touch our lives, because I was awakened about almost 2 years ago now. And I remember when Freedom to Fascism was released. And if you recall, they were giving specific showings in theaters throughout the country. And there was probably, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 different theaters. And it's interesting, that's pretty much how I got into broadcasting, is that I attended a showing of Freedom to Fascism up in Salt Lake City, Utah. And my wife Lindsay and I were standing in line to go into the movie theater, and I was in a conversation with a gentleman sharing thoughts about, you know, the New World Order and so forth. And there was a lady that was standing next to me, and at the time I didn't know, but this lady was a producer for the Barbara Jean Show up in Salt Lake. And she had asked me while I was standing in the line, she says, you sound like you're pretty knowledgeable on this subject matter. Would you be interested in coming on the Barbara Jean Show the next day? And I politely declined. I said, no, I don't think I'm interested in doing that, because I wanted to get up in the morning and head back to Phoenix. It takes all day. It's about a 15-hour drive from Salt Lake to Phoenix. So I declined. And about that time, they opened up the, you know, little strap there, and they allowed us to go into the theater. And I went in and sat down, and, of course, my pesty Scottish wife, she's just driving me nuts at this point. She's, well, I think you should have done it. There's no reason why you shan't. We can leave later on during the day. There's no reason why you can't go on that show. And we're sitting there debating this thing back and forth, kind of almost arguing with each other. And at that point in time, this producer came back down. She caught me in the seat, and she asked me again if I would indeed be a guest on the Barbara Jean Show. And I said, to shut my wife up, I said, okay, I'll do it. And during that show, in the break, is when Barbara Jean had told me, she says, have you ever considered doing broadcasting? And I said, no, it never crossed my mind. She said, well, I think you should consider it. And then when the show was over, the producer again reiterated the same thing that Barbara Jean has said. She says, I think that you should consider it. So that it was that really that was the catalyst that started it. And then later on, it was shortly thereafter, I think things happened divinely at some points in our lives for a reason. And I was driving in my car, and I heard this advertisement on KFNX about being a broadcaster and see if you had the talent or whatever. Well, you know, later on I realized that, you know, the only talent that you required was how much money you had in your wallet. But at any rate, that's how I got on KFNX. And then later on, ultimately, John Stadtmiller had auditioned me, and he was kind enough to give me a spot on his network, and that's the story. But it all stems back to Aaron Russo. And I have to go a step further and say that because of my journey since then, and because of where I have arrived at RBN and the people that I had met, I would have never been able to associate myself or run across paths of the people that I've been so fortunate enough to interview, some of which I've met, a lot of which have become good friends of mine, even though we've never met in person. And this all goes back to Aaron Russo. So I want to give a personal thank you to Aaron Russo. Rest in peace, my friend. We'll be back after the break. I have a little bit more. A lot of news to cover today. Open lines. So see you in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Good show for you today. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Of the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. A long segment coming up here. I want to continue with on Aaron for just a minute because, again, it's funny how people that you never meet, which I never met Aaron Russo, but he touched my life. He literally was he helped to change it. It was him, and it was Freedom to Fascism, and the fact that he released that movie in a few theaters across the country, which, you know, it gave me the initiative. I wanted to see that movie so bad that it gave me the initiative to get up off my seat and drive with my wife to Salt Lake City, Utah for the screening of it. And again, as I said, sometimes things happen divinely for a reason. And as I look back on it now, that is the reason why I even started to think about the possibility of broadcasting. So again, I want to thank Aaron Russo. I want to thank John Stadtmiller. I want to thank the people that woke me up. Again, because of the people that I have met, the lives that I have crossed, the things that I've been able to do now that I would never have been able to do. I wouldn't have met these people had it been any other way. So tribute to Aaron Russo. And as all of you know, you know, the whole time I've been on this network, I have promoted freedom to fascism. I had a friend, again, another friend that I had never met, Bobby, who, you know, says all you had to do is send an email to freedom777@safe-mail.net, and he would send you out a copy free of charge. Well, now I have a website, and you can go onto my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, and you can watch the movie for free. You can tell your friends, neighbors, and relatives about it. And his legacy, Aaron Russo's legacy, will live on, folks, because he started something here. And with that, I want to show you how it ties in, how all of our lives tie in. He started a movement, grassroots, to expose, to enlighten Americans to this thing called the income tax where there is no law. And now, because of that, we have another, you know, patriotic couple, Ed and Elaine Brown, who have been up in their home in Plainfield, New Hampshire, that took a stand and they said, no more. Show us the law. And people all over the country are standing up now, myself included, and saying, show us the law. These people that we are trying to awaken, okay, once they see this movie, and I've stressed this so many times, I almost sound like a preacher, but I've stressed so many times that once they see this movie, a light bulb goes off in most, a lot of their heads. Some of them, there's just nothing's going to wake them up. But a light bulb goes off in their head to say, wait a minute, the government's lying to us about this. And if they're lying to us about this, then what else are they lying to us about? And it's that little crowbar that you stick between the cracks of the door to open it up, get inside their head and say, hey, it's time to wake up. And with that, talking about Ed and Elaine Brown, y'all recall that back in June, I took a trip up to Plainfield, New Hampshire. I taxied Randy Weaver up there. John Stadtmiller and I did, because Randy Weaver, as stubborn as he is sometimes, refuses to fly. Now, I did everything I could do but stand on my head to get this guy to get on an airplane and fly up there, because I didn't want to be in a car for 4,600, as it turned out, miles up there and back. Well, my persistence didn't work, and ultimately I wound up, along with John Stadtmiller, driving Randy Weaver up to Plainfield, New Hampshire. And I mentioned that to mention this. I find it interesting. I was privileged enough on the way to Plainfield to hear Randy Weaver's story again. He relived that story of Ruby Ridge. And to hear that from a personal point of view, I have to tell you, folks, was absolutely unbelievable. It was bone-chilling. It sent shivers up my spine. And I say that to say this, is that Randy sent me a copy of his book. It's called The Federal Siege at Ruby Ridge by Randy and Sarah Weaver. Sarah's his daughter. And I read this book, and you know what it did? It again brought me back to that day in the car when I was with John and Randy was telling me the story. It points out their side of the story, which ultimately wound up being the truth, and it came out in congressional hearings. The truth about Ruby Ridge from Randy and Sarah's perspective of what really happened. Now, I'm sure that most of you guys, some of you may have read his book. Some of you may have seen, you know, Randy Quaid in the movie Ruby Ridge. Some of you may have read other accounts of it. But this account is a true account of what happened at Ruby Ridge. And I went through the same emotions as I went through when I was in the car with Randy on the way up to Plainfield, New Hampshire. The same chills down my spine, the same, you know, hair standing up on the back of my neck and placing myself in the position that Randy was in for that 9 days that he was cordoned off in his house. And I thought about that, and I thought about Ed and Elaine Brown, and I thought about the position that they are in right now, where they are in their home right now. They have been cut off from their electricity. They've been cut off from their internet. They've been cut off from the phone. They've been cut off from the outside world, and they're being basically harassed. People that go up to visit them are being followed. And I tie Randy Weaver's situation in with Ed and Elaine Brown's situation. I want to make an announcement today for all of you who have been into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. You'll see right on my homepage that I put up a pledge drive, and I did so because I'm having a little trouble getting over the hump, but I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail about it. But I made a decision today, is that I'm taking that down. There's something that goes against my grain about pleading for money. So I'm no longer going to plead for money from any of you guys, my listeners. But what I am going to do, I'm going to start picking up advertisers and sponsors and placing them on my website. And the first one that I'm putting up here is Randy Weaver's book, Ruby Ridge, The Federal Siege at Ruby Ridge. And I would ask all of you to donate, not donate, but to buy a copy of the book. It's $20 plus $5 shipping and handling. And I'll tell you, you can relive this incident, and I want you to think about Edna Lane Brown, because this is the reason why I went up to Plainfield to begin with, is to try to alleviate the same thing which is depicted so greatly or so well in this book about Randy's situation. Is possible that it'll happen with Edna Lane's situation. I'm going to read the back page of this book. I'm going to have it up on my website tomorrow, the next day. The book is $20 plus $5 shipping and handling. You can send your check or money order or cash if you want to the address that is on the homepage of my website. Randy Weaver, I talked to him this morning. Randy Weaver is going to personally autograph every copy of the book. Now, if it happens that there are enough copies of this book that we sell, I am again going to get in the car with Randy Weaver, and I'm going to accompany him to Plainfield. I have a pest that calls me on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, for those of you who were listening to the Edna Lane Brown show, that particular pest is Art Pollock. He calls me at least twice a week, maybe three times a week, and he's pestering me again about going to Plainfield, New Hampshire. And I've been telling Art that I really can't afford to do it. But if you guys want to help me out, get a copy of Randy's book. It's an excellent read. It's the real story. Okay, if I can put together enough money off the proceeds of this book, with your help, I'm going to, again, drive Randy Weaver up to Plainfield, New Hampshire. So with that, let me read the back page of this. My name is Randy Weaver. I've been labeled a murderer, white supremacist, Aryan Nations gun runner, and more. I was accused of killing my own son. My wife and children have been portrayed as cold-blooded killers and religious fanatics. Government agents said we lived in a mountaintop fortress surrounded by foxholes and booby traps. We were told that the feds had to take Vicky out because she would have killed her children rather than let them be taken alive. Ridiculous. None of these accusations are true. They are all lies created by, or at least condoned by, the federal agencies involved. The mainstream media was only too happy to headline them as fact. For several years, my family and friends have encouraged us to do this book and let the whole world know the truth about the federal siege on Ruby Ridge. We apologize for taking so long. It took at least 3 years after the siege for us to feel comfortable discussing this among ourselves, let alone share it with the world. The government believed we needed to be punished. After all, I broke a federal firearm law. They in turn broke several laws, violated our civil rights, and murdered my wife and son. Did my punishment fit the crime? According to the feds, it did. You be the judge. And then here's a little excerpt from his daughter, Sarah. I am scared to remember those horrible days in August of 1992. It's private and personal, but it's not. I have no privacy left. It was gone with the first reporter, gone with the first camera. It was gone with the first journalist that got into the big story. The problem is they don't know the story. No one does except my family, because we lived it. With a heavy heart, I begin the task of sharing our story with the world. Even now, sometimes my mind tricks me into believing it was all a dream. I am afraid that once I put it down on paper, my mind will never trick me again. Folks, I strongly recommend this. Is an excellent read. It's a personal story. It's a true story, and it'll put you in the position that Randy and his family were in during that time, and it'll also help you relate to what Ed and Elaine Brown are going through right now on a daily basis. Now, no, the feds haven't come in shooting, at least not yet. Hopefully they never will. But it'll give you a good idea as to what Edna Lane Brown must be enduring on a daily basis. So buy a copy of the book. Get a copy of the book. If I raise enough money off of it, I'm going to take Randy back up there. I'll be back in free. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Got a lot more news for you. Stick with me.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescope antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, in looking at this and looking at what the brilliant piece of work that Aaron Russo put out, you know, basically saying to people, hey, tell the government to show us the law. Randy Weaver's situation being relived again over the weekend when I read his book and what this government put them through. What the government's currently putting Ed and Elaine Brown through. The stress, folks, on a daily basis that they're being put through. And I tell you, it disgusts me. It makes me ashamed of this government or this shadow government or whoever it is. But I'll tell you, for those of you who have not been in my website over the weekend, I penned an article myself, and I'm going to read it to you, because this same government is bringing it home to me and my wife. I'm going to read this to you and show you that how intrusive, invasive, uncaring, unwielding, and totally insane these different bureaucracies within this government happen to be. This was penned 8/24/07 by me. So if you want to go into www.theamericanawakening.org, you can read along with me. Well, my. Just when you think that our loving government couldn't get any more ruthless, After dotting all her I's, crossing all her T's, as well as paying all the appropriate fees, unlike 30 to 40 million illegals that have been pouring over the border like Niagara Falls in the Southwest, my pretty Caucasian Scottish immigrant wife, Lindsay, gets a letter today denying her and her children's application for residency and goes on to state that they plan to start deportation hearings in 18 days. Among the absurd reasons, number one, we never received documentation verifying that you were not married to Chris Brackenberry. Number two, we never received a divorce decree proving a divorce from your former husband, Tom Anderson. Well, Chris Brackenberry was my wife's former boyfriend of 10 years, of whom she never married. So I have a question. How does one produce documentation of an event that didn't happen? Yes, Tom Anderson was indeed Lindsay's husband of 30 years ago. However, Tom Anderson is deceased, and immigration has a copy of his death certificate. So I have another question. How does one divorce an individual who is unable to sign a divorce decree due to the fact that he's dead? Is there a law in America now that states one must divorce a corpse? Do the words, till death do us part, not mean anything to these people? Lindsay came to this country under the law, did it the right way, paid all the fees, as atrocious as they were, and abided by every rule laid out for her. These people have succeeded in continually wreaking havoc on her by inconvenient appointments, excessive and ongoing fees, forced her to be fingerprinted on no less than 4 occasions, and every time she was re-fingerprinted, she would ask the fingerprint specialist, "Why am I having to undergo this again?" The reply was always, "Well, the others must have expired." Does this not pose the obvious question, since when do fingerprints expire? Her attorney has been no less than an imbecile and treated her like a rectal bunion since he's gotten his money. On one occasion, Lindsay, being concerned that paperwork was overdue through the mail, contacted him for advice, and his reply to her was, "Well, you're probably being investigated. I'd leave the country if I were you." This, my fellow Americans, is the way that decent, honest, intelligent, and hardworking immigrants who wish to do things by the book are now treated by this government. On the other hand, illegals come from Mexico and they can get bank accounts without a social security number, get home loans, free health access benefits, favored status, etc. Now I ask you, what's wrong with this equation? My question, where do they find these government immigration officials? How much do they pay them for their total incompetence? Do they have to take a test to prove that they're stupid? Or is this the way they treat spouses of talk show hosts, exposing government corruption and the New World Order? Your comments are welcome, as I'll be talking about this on the air for a while, rest assured. And then I penned another one the next day. Saturday, 8:25:07. Have you ever stopped to consider why, when we are faced with a major challenge, many people profess that they need to sleep on it? Although in the past I would never include myself in such a group, I think I'll now fill out the application for membership. Me, of all people, being so suspicious as to think that the U.S. Department of Immigration would single out my wife simply because she's married to me. Me, of all people, who has placed himself in an arena that invites, via interview, atrocious treatment in our court system by this government from every walk of life. Divorce proceedings, CPS hearings, child custody matters, property rights issues, etc. I woke this morning to the light bulb triggered somewhere in my pre-dawn subconsciousness telling me, "No, Michael, Lindsay's immigration status has nothing to do with me personally, nor does it have anything to do with Lindsay or her children." The key word here is personally. Of course, not stupid, stupid me, duh. It has nothing to do with people at all. After all, the government doesn't view any of us as people. They view us all as resources, human resources. Any doubt? Just look at the sign above your local unemployment office. It's nothing personal. It's just business, big business for the fascist corporatocracy called the U.S. government. It's all a game to them. Find a resource, i.e. Lindsay, place her into the arena, i.e. the court, appoint a bought-off referee, i.e. the judge, and presto, we now have a rigged game by which the government can carry out its systematic evisceration of the victim in this case being my wife. We'll be back with more when we get back from the break. Stick with me. Be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve. So supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I was in the middle of an article that I penned myself regarding the situation that arose late last week regarding my wife's immigration status. And I got a Skype message from my engineer during the break that, speak of the devil, my pest is on the line. So let's go to my pest, Art Pollack. Art, how you doing?
Hi, Michael. We have got to get you up to the Browns. No, that's not why I called in.
go ahead.
I did want to encourage your listeners to buy Randy's book through you.
Have you read it?
No, and I was just getting ready to tell that story. Randy was so kind to donate 3 copies of that for the fundraiser we're doing for Sherry Jackson. So I've got 3 copies of that book sitting on my dining room table, and I cannot read them because they have to be in perfect condition for the winners. So I really want to read that book.
I'll tell you, Art, I read it over the weekend, and as I mentioned earlier in the show, I had the privilege, and I know it was very difficult for Randy to do, and I prodded him a little bit, and he shared the entire experience with me firsthand, and it's so different when you hear it from the person that it happened to. But when I went in and read this book over the weekend, Art, it awakened the same emotions within me that I felt when I was listening to Randy. And I'm telling you, for the sake of Ed and Elaine Brown and their situation, this book will show the reader what kind of emotion that Ed and Elaine Brown must be experiencing. And it's a great read, and I strongly urge people to get a copy of this book.
I want to agree with you 100%, because I've sat and thought about what Randy went through up there, and if you can put yourself in his place just for a couple minutes, because that's about all I can bear, is to think about watching the wife that's everything to you and your son, who you just love more than life itself, and to watch them be taken away from you and the way they did up there. I don't know how the man survives to this day, because I couldn't handle that, what he went through, you know. And I know it's still very emotional for Randy to this day to talk about that, and that's why I never bring that up to him. But I do want to thank him for being so kind to donate three of those books, and I do want to read that book, but I I don't know that I can read it all the way through, because, like I said, I really can't bear to think about what he went through up there.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I raise enough money off the proceeds of this book and I taxi Randy back up there again, I'll let you read mine.
Okay. Well, that would be good. I really do hope you and Randy can make it. You guys are two of the best people I've ever met, and I know the Browns think the world of you and everybody up there.
I just wish that we could get maybe 6, 8, 10, 12 Patriots together and just mentally beat the heck out of Randy and convince him to get on an airplane, because I'll tell you, that's a long drive, Art. But I mean, you know, I'll do it if I have to, because, you know, this needs public attention. It needs, Randy is no better public figure than, you know, for the Browns, because of the experience that he went through. And what my concern is, and I know all of us, you know, the reason that they have the concerts up there and the reason that people are coming and going all the time, we're all aware of that. But what the listening audience, what I want to make sure that they're aware of is literally the emotion that Ed and Elaine must be feeling every day of their life. And I'm talking about not just every day, but every minute of every passing day. You just never know if there's going to be an APV coming down your driveway with men in ghillie suits. You just don't know. So
well,
it's got
to
be a stressful life. Go ahead.
When we were up there the one time, me and my son had stayed till Sunday, and we went back to see the Browns before we left. And everybody had left to go into town to get various things. So I said, well, we'll stay here until they get back. And a plane started circling their property. And I mean, it was circling their property, okay, probably doing surveillance or whatever. And you know, poor Elaine just broke down and started crying. And I'll tell you, that was so heartbreaking to see that she's under that kind of stress. Here's a lady that's just the sweetest lady you're ever going to meet. She's done nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong. And like you said, she never knows when it's going to be her last minute.
And if you can put yourself in that position on a daily basis, on a minute-by-minute basis, how is it that one can even get their mind off that? It's a consistent reminder. You're always, I mean, if it were me, Art, I'd always be looking out the window. I'd always be waking up at every crack of a twig, every chirp of a bird, every time any noise. I mean, how could one sleep at night knowing that these people are most likely lurking, you know, within earshot of them and could come in at any minute? I mean, what a life to live. Over what, Art? Nothing. Okay,
right.
Simple. Show us the law, people. And as I read this article here I shared with you the other day, you know, what's happening with my wife with this immigration thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing, Art, in every venue. It's the same thing with CPS. It's the same thing with the IRS. It's the same thing with the immigration. It's the same thing with all these heartless bureaucracies. It's all about, you know, the old saying, follow the money. I've learned that that's true, Art. I'm following the money right now, because as I read my own article that I penned over the weekend, okay, this isn't about my wife. It's nothing personal. It's about the money. It's about getting him into their arena, getting my wife into their arena, which is a court, okay, and literally turning her upside down and shaking her for every dime that she has. And it's done through CPS. It's done through divorce proceedings. It's done through child custody proceedings. It never ends. And this has got to stop.
It's just a big money racket.
Yes, the whole thing is nothing more than different levels of corruption all the way down to the base. And we've got to peel away this onion and get rid of it, Art.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So I thank you, my pesty friend.
Yeah, I didn't want to be a pest, but I'm really hoping I want to actually ask your listeners to please buy that book. It's a great book. I haven't read it, but I will. But just knowing Randy and to help Randy,
well, I'll tell you,
and Mike will get back up there.
Go ahead. It is art, and it's not just Randy's depiction of it. It's his daughter's depiction of it.
Right.
You're looking at the book. You're looking at what happened there from the eyes of three different people. And then you go into the congressional hearings that took place over this and the mistakes and the lies that were told by the, you know, the government and the marshals and so forth. And it's bone chilling. And to know that this happens on a regular basis, and it's still happening today. And 15 years ago, we should have done something about it, and we didn't. And then Waco happened,
right.
And then the Oklahoma City bombing, and the first World Trade Center bombing, and then 9/11, and still nobody's doing anything about this. It's got to stop. So anyway, thank you for the call, my friend. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Michael.
Okay. All right. Bye. My pesty friend Art Pollock, folks. All right, I'm going to continue with this. As I was saying, you know, here we've got another government bureaucracy here, the Immigration Department, nameless, faceless. You can't just walk into immigration and say, look, I've got a problem here about this question. No, You have to make an appointment, and it's usually 3 weeks to a month in advance. Let me continue with this article. It's nothing personal. It's just business, big business for the fascist corporatocracy called the U.S. government. It's all a game to them. Find a resource, i.e. Lindsay, place her into the arena, i.e. the court, appoint a bought-off referee, i.e. the judge, and presto, we now have a rigged game by which the government can carry out its systematic evisceration of the victim in this case being my wife. No, this has to do with money, lots of money. This has to do with the fight. This has to do with the court. This has to do with using a situation, any situation, immigration, divorce, child custody, property rights, pick your issue, of herding the masses into their expensive, expansive, and corrupt arena, i.e. their court system, to systematically drain the resources of their dignity, their privacy, their unity, and most importantly, to the government, the victim's money. Stupid me. All of the people I've interviewed sharing their stories of the corrupt court system that acts as a financial draining parasite on the lives of so many innocent victims, breaking up families, stealing their children, costing their life savings, then tossing them into the street many times broke and penniless. How dare me think that Lindsay's situation would be any different than so many others coming before her to bow before the star-chambered majesties. The only difference between Lindsay and others, her choice is to either play in a rigged game, financially devastating her, or return to start over in Scotland without a job, without any housing or transportation. Call it karma, call it fate, call it what you will. One can never say to another with conviction that they totally understand, unless, of course, they've walked a mile in their shoes. It seems Lindsay and I will now be forced unwittingly to journey the treacherous mile. In a positive light, maybe God has placed this challenge before us to experience firsthand the perils experienced by others who have shared their stories with us via the airwaves. Rest assured, fellow patriots, Lindsay and I will be walking tall, taking copious notes, and sharing every intimate detail with you, the listening audience. So stay tuned. The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org. So that's what I'm contending with, folks. And you know what's interesting? They pick out private individuals, individuals who have done nothing. And I know what they've done here. They have gone through, when they go through this immigration paperwork, same thing they did with the IRS, okay? They go through this immigration paperwork, and they're not looking for a reason why she can have permanent resident status. They're looking for any reason that they can find to put her into their court system so they can drain her for more money. They do this to innocent people. Now, on the flip side of that coin, I'm gonna shift gears here. By the way, the phones are open, folks, if you want to call in. It's 800-313-9443. What's interesting is then you've got this corrupt government that is constantly being barraged, constantly pulling the wool over the American citizens' eyes, constantly violating the Constitution. And then when the heat gets stepped up to the point where they can't handle it anymore, They simply resign. Karl Rove resigned. But the latest is the guy that wasn't going to resign, the guy that George Bush said was doing such a good job, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, whose tenure has been marred by controversy and accusations of perjury before Congress. He announced his resignation in Washington today, declaring that he had lived the American dream by being able to lead the Justice Department. Yeah, he led the Justice Department, right? He led him into the toilet. Mr. Gonzalez, who had rebuffed calls for his resignation for months, submitted it to President Bush via telephone on Friday, a senior administration official said. There had been rumblings over the weekend that Mr. Gonzalez's departure was imminent, although the White House sought to quell the rumors. Mr. Gonzalez appeared cheerful and composed when he announced that he had stepped down effective as of September 17th. Couldn't happen soon enough for me, by the way. His very worst days on the job were, quote, better than my father's best days, unquote, he said, alluding to his family's hardscrabble past. Thank you, and God bless America, Mr. Gonzalez said, exiting without responding to questions. Yeah, I watched that little clip of his resignation, and he couldn't get out of there fast enough because the press was throwing questions at him, and he didn't want to answer. In Waco, President Bush said he had accepted the resignation reluctantly. He praised his old friend as a man of integrity. Oh, please. Decency and principle, and complained of the months of unfair treatment that preceded the resignation. Unfair treatment. Gag me with a spoon. It's sad, Mr. Bush said, asserting that Mr. Gonzalez's name had been dragged through the mud for political reasons. The president said the Solicitor General Paul D. Clement would serve as acting attorney general until a permanent replacement was chosen. Mr. Bush has not yet chosen a replacement, but will not leave the position open long, the senior administration official said early this morning. Among these being mentioned as a possible successor, now get this, guys, Michael Chertoff. Oh, that's just what we need. The Secretary of Homeland Security, who is a former federal prosecutor, assistant attorney general, and federal judge, Christopher Cox, the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, and Larry D. Thompson, a former deputy attorney general who is now senior vice president and general counsel of Pepsi-Cola Incorporated. Mr. Bush repeatedly stood by Mr. Gonzalez. What a surprise. An old friend and colleague from Texas, even as Mr. Gonzalez faced increasing scrutiny for his leadership at the Justice Department over issues, including his role in the dismissals of nine U.S. or United States attorneys late last year and whether he testified truthfully about the National Security Agency's surveillance programs. Earlier this month, at a news conference, Mr. Bush dismissed accusation that Mr. Gonzalez had stonewalled or misled a congressional inquiry. We're watching a political exercise, Mr. Bush said. I mean, this is a man who has testified. He sent thousands of papers up there. There's no proof of wrong. But Democrats cheered Mr. Gonzalez's departure. Alberto Gonzalez was never the right man for the job, said Senator Harry Reid of Nevada, the majority leader. He lacked independence, he lacked the judgment, and he lacked the spine to say no to Karl Rove. Senator Charles E. Schumer, of the New York Democrat, who sits on the Judiciary Committee and has been calling for Mr. Gonzalez's resignation for months, said this morning, it has been a long and difficult struggle, but at least the Attorney General has done the right thing and stepped down. For the previous 6 months, the Justice Department has been virtually non-functional and desperately needs new leadership. Senator Schumer said that the Democrats will not obstruct or impede a nominee who we are confident will put the rule of law above political considerations, which has been an ongoing problem all along, as we all know. Another Democrat on the Judiciary Committee who has been highly critical of Mr. Gonzalez, Senator Russell Feingold of Wisconsin, said the next attorney general must be a person whose first loyalty is to the law, not the president. Mr. Gonzalez's resignation is the latest in a series of high-level departures that has reshaped the end of Mr. Bush's second term. Mr. Rove, the political advisor, who is another of Bush's close circle of aides of Texas, stepped down 2 weeks ago. The official who disclosed the resignation in advance today said that the turmoil over Mr. Gonzalez has made it difficult for him to continue as attorney general. The unfair treatment that he's been on the receiving end of has been a distraction for the department, the official said. That's an understatement. A senior administration official said today that Mr. Gonzalez, who was in Washington, had called the president in Crawford, Texas on Friday to offer his resignation. The president rebuffed the offer, but said the two should talk face-to-face on Sunday. Mr. Gonzalez and his wife flew to Texas, and over lunch on Sunday, the president accepted the resignation with regret. On Saturday night, Mr. Gonzalez was contacted by his press spokesman to ask how the department should respond to inquiries from reporters about rumors of his resignation, and he told the spokesperson to deny the reports. Oh, he told them to lie? Well, that surprises me. Mr. Gonzalez, lie? I didn't know he lied. White House spokesman also insisted on Sunday that they did not believe that Mr. Gonzalez was planning to resign. Aides to senior members of the House or the Senate Judiciary Committee said over the weekend that they had received no suggestion from the administration that Mr. Gonzalez intended to resign. As late as Saturday afternoon, Mr. Gonzalez himself was denying through his spokesman that he was quitting. What a surprise. The spokesman, Brian Roarkasi, said Sunday that he telephoned the Attorney General about the reports of his imminent resignation, and he said it wasn't true, so I don't know what more I can say. Well, what a surprise. Well, let's see. What else we got going here? There's something major that's come up here that I'm going to get into in the second hour, folks. Something I ran across in perusing the Internet for, noteworthy news, if you will. And I'm going to get into that in the second hour. I've got a break coming up here shortly. I don't know if I have enough time to get into this one. Oh, here's another one on Gonzalez resigning. Well, it couldn't have come quick enough. Isn't it interesting that all the cockroaches are starting to abandon ship? When the subpoenas start flying, they duck and cover. You know, I don't pretend to be an expert on this, folks. I don't know if that gives them any kind of protection against subpoenas that might fly. Maybe the subpoenas that were flying out of Congress, they thought would stop now if he left. I don't know. Well, anyway, we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening. The phone lines are open. If you got any input for this, please give me a call. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-4444. 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up here up to the top of the hour. Now, in the next hour, I want to get into something that to me looks like it could be very serious, and it's going to be a little bit lengthy. So in the meantime, I've got a few minutes before the top of the hour. Ran across an interesting article today that I thought was I needed to share with you. You know, you hear about these deaths over in Iraq. You know, you lose a soldier, two, three soldiers a day. And yeah, that's about all you hear about it. And then once in a while you'll hear that a helicopter crashed. And I ran across an article that I thought was rather interesting because the title of it's Witnesses in Army Murder Trial Were Killed in Iraq Helicopter Crash. Several U.S. Army soldiers killed in a helicopter crash in Iraq last week were to be witnesses in the homicide trial of their former superior. Honolulu's KITV reported Sunday that some of the soldiers who died in the crash had been scheduled to testify in the trial of Sergeant First Class Trey Corrales, who is accused of orchestrating the death of an Iraqi detainee this year. Corrales, who was in the same Hawaii-based platoon as the soldiers killed in Wednesday's crash, allegedly shot the detainee repeatedly June 23rd. He's accused of then ordering his subordinate and fellow defendant, Specialist Christopher Shore, to continue shooting the man. The detainee died from those wounds. You know, you never hear anything about that, and I think that's rather interesting that mysteriously and coincidentally, the people that, or the soldiers that were going to testify in this guy's trial just happened to go down in a helicopter crash. Isn't that interesting? It reminds me of so many interesting coincidences that happened when old Senator Paul Wellstone's plane mysteriously went down, or Ron Brown's plane mysteriously went down, or so many other people, Vince Foster, who mysteriously committed suicide with two bullets in the back of his head. All these coincidences just never ceases to amaze me. Let's see what else I've got here. Another one on Gonzalez resigning, and this comes out of Andrew Ward in Washington, the FD.com world. We already know he resigned. I just want to see if there's anything new here. The Democrats had accused Mr. Gonzalez of firing attorneys at the behest of the White House and questioned the truthfulness of his testimony to Congress about the terrorist surveillance program. Mr. Gonzalez had resisted calls for his resignation for much of the year, and President George Bush repeatedly expressed confidence in his longtime friend and ally. All right, we already know all that junk. I don't see anything else in here that would be of any significance, not that I've not already covered. So let's see. Going to come up to the top of the hour. Second hour is when I want to get into this, what it looks like could be serious. There's a few articles on this, folks, and I'm going to share it with you when we get back from the break. Again, the phone lines are open if you want to call in with a question or comment. 800-313-9443. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for the second hour coming up. I'll be back in June.